This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Well, a question I'd want to ask you, I was talking to your wife about a little while ago, I can't figure out how you do so many things, because he is, Dave's involved in the top of so many different things. I'm wondering how you do it all. And trying to figure that out from the outside is not an easy thing to do. And you do a great job everywhere.
Yeah. I think that's a good question for everyone, right? So how, and I think a lot of people watch, and I do, I have the same question for all of you. You know, how do you get so much done in a day? And I think for me, I'll answer first is, you know, simply I keep things very organized, and I start with that do it now philosophy. And I am a student of my calendar. I'm extremely organized in the activities that I get paid for and the activities I don't. What my secret is I usually lower the bar and do things for a smaller amount of minutes every day. And while I'm doing that, I'm figuring out what systems and efficiencies I can create. So like the 5-20 rule, which you helped me with, right? If you're going to visit, schedule visiting. If you're in a business call, it should be less than 5 minutes. A meeting should be less than 20 minutes. And because I do that, I also find congruencies, how everything's connected. So although it appears to others as if I do so many different things, I personally think they're all connected. That, for example, I'll give you a great secret. If anyone wants to be a speaker, a book writer, a coach, what I learned was simply create a repository of all the great lessons that you learn and attach a story to it. Why? Because our minds work in the way that if I can just write down the lessons that I've learned, because I'm going to forget them, that my mind will create the story for the lesson without me memorizing it. So it can create, well, if I know lessons and stories, that makes me a great interviewer. It makes me a great interview. It makes me a great speaker. It makes me a great book writer. All of those things were attached. And so when people say, well, how are you doing all those things? I'm just teaching lessons with stories, and Les confirmed that today, right? He's a storyteller. People want to spy on emotion for logical reasons. And then I'm extremely pragmatic and efficient with my time.
You know, something you were saying there triggered something in my mind that's worth mentioning. I was having breakfast with Earl Nightingale one day, and he amazed me with the amount of work he got done in a short period of time. And I'd been studying him like a scientist for so long. And so we were going on a speaking engagement, and he asked me if I wanted to meet him for breakfast. Jumped at the chance. And I always had a couple of questions prepared if I knew I was going to be alone with him. And I asked him, I said, Earl, how did you learn to manage time so well? Because you seem to do more than anybody I know. He said, what the hell are you talking about? He said, I don't manage time. Nobody manages time. Time can't be managed. He said, I simply manage activity. And I think that's, I answered my own question when I was wondering how you get so much time.